This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Here to help you get some guidance from God on your day as you move through your day. Time with God, it's like a compass that lets you measure the direction you're going in your life against what really matters in life. And so often what matters to us is not what really matters, and we need to bring our own priorities in line with what really matters. And how do we do that? Well, God has revealed to us what really matters in life, what has eternal significance. And as we bring our lives in line with that, we find wholeness, meaning, fulfillment in our lives. As we talk about setting godly goals this week, we looked on Monday at that passage in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that says, even if God totally shakes up your life and things are not going as you had desired with your goals for your life, still you need to come to God and recognize that His plans are perfect, that He's in control, and thank Him for what He's doing in your life. We saw yesterday that our goals need to be godly goals. The goals that God has for us, as Paul says, he presses on, he pursues the reason that God has laid hold of him. He wants to be doing what God wants him to be doing in his life. And today I want to look at John chapter 15, verse 4, in this beautiful passage where Jesus talks about himself as the vine and us as the branches. And he says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me." Well, what does it mean to abide? The Greek word that was used here when the Bible was originally written, which we have translated abide, literally means remain or live in one place. And Jesus is saying, make it the place you live, the way you live, to be in me. That is, in a strong, healthy, vibrant relationship with Him. Do you know, God's great desire for you is to make you more and more like Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be great? Isn't everything you read about Jesus something you would desire for yourself? To have a life that knows why you're here, what you're doing, where you're going, able to respond with great self-control when people are rude to you, and even to use those moments to cause those people to think about God and their response to Him, to know that your life had meaning and purpose. Yes, well, God wants to make you more like Jesus Christ. His great concern is that you abide in Christ, and through your relationship with Christ, find the life of Christ flowing through you. So as you set your goals for your life, and as you think about possible directions to move in, always ask, will I become more Christ-like or less Christ-like as a result of achieving this goal? Will doing this help or hinder me impacting other people to be more Christ-like? Yeah, that's the important thing in life. Not what gets me ahead more, but what makes life more meaningful is the life of Jesus Christ in you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.